This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to continue to take your calls. I just wanted to finish up on this article about the cashless society. We saw this on Wired Magazine, came out yesterday, and we were talking about the former band member of ABBA, who is in Sweden, of course. His argument after his apartment was robbed was very simple, they say. The criminal economy depends on the anonymous, untraceable nature of cash. Well, yes, that helps it. And they're going to find, this is kind of like the idea that you're going to stop violent crime by banning guns, okay? Yes, that can be used, but they'll find another way to do it. If you ban cash, there are going to be means of exchange and storage of wealth that are going to continue to be anonymous, whether it's going to be the actual items themselves and some kind of a barter exchange. Most likely it will continue to be Bitcoin or something like that, some kind of a digital currency. They want to control this, though. Now you see with these bankers meeting in April and the secret meeting talking about how they're going to use the product of this company called Chain, use a BitChain technology to create a digital cash society. They want to make sure that this is not anonymous. That's the key concern that is there. And that's one of the ways that you can avoid being controlled by the government. So that's why they want to take that away from you. They want to be able to track you and tax you with everything you do. And that means digital cash. That means driverless cars. That means a real information highway where they mandate boxes, and they're going to propose this later this year. This year. They're going to start mandating, they're going to come out with proposals to mandate vehicle-to-vehicle communication and vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. So your car is going to be talking to the highway. It's going to be talking to the stoplights. It's going to be talking to the government about how you drive. And they are going to use that to make it too expensive for you to drive your own car. And then they're going to control everything that you do and follow everything that you do. That is what's driving the digital cash issue. It isn't going to stop crime. We just had an HSBC whistleblower telling us that the bank itself was creating fake accounts and then deleting those accounts down the memory hole. It's even easier for them to do it than it is to move big bags of cash around. They can do it with the little bits. And so it's not going to change the criminal action. And it's not even something that is going to be more safe and more secure. Because look at this story from the Free Thought Project. Anonymous takes 9 central banks offline and unleashes a massive assault on the global banking cartel. So you want to take our anonymity by taking our paper cash? Well, we still have Bitcoin, and some of these hackers have pointed out that you are not secure even in the central banks. They say after a global call to arms, the anonymous campaign against the global banking industry, Opicarius, I believe is what it was, seems to be gaining major momentum as 8 more financial institutions have been taken down after the initial attack on the Central Bank of Greece, followed by similar denial-of-service attacks on the Central Bank of Cyprus. I say there's a 30-day campaign against central bank sites across the world. Look, the bottom line is this. They can get all the personnel records of everybody that works for the government, from the Pentagon to all these other bureaucracies, and they can steal that information. They can steal the digital cash. All you're doing is you're making it easier for criminals. You're making it easier for the government to control our lives by taking away physical cash and making this digital. But that's the whole point. That's precisely what they want to do. Let's go back to our callers, Eddie in Arizona. Eddie, go ahead. Got about a minute before we got to go to break.
Yep, I'll be very, 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 very brief. The biggest bubble that they're pumping up is the lie bubble, and you guys are bursting that worldwide. Trump, he's probably got about 11 million voters. I would give more, but if everyone gave $100 with 11 million voters, that's $1.1 billion. He does not need the RNC. His VP selection needs to be a general that was fired by Obama, someone they're scared of to be president. It's like a life insurance policy. And one thing I want you to do is to look into Albert Pike and researched this. He wrote this letter, and I've researched it, but I can't ascertain if it's 100% true. But it explains why the Muslim immigration's coming in. He was a guy, you know about him. He started...
Oh, yeah, we've had John Bowne has done a couple of reports on Albert Pike. Thank you so much.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My shiny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to your calls in just one moment. We've been talking about the cashless society, the driverless car society. You know, we have open borders, and we're told that it's racist for us to get any documentation or evidence of people who are entering our country walking across the border. And yet, look at this information. Seems like we are capable of screening people coming into our country from some areas. That would be from Britain. We don't want any people coming here from Britain. There's a story that came out about a tourist. Now, since April 1st, they've had new airport rules, meaning that British tourists who are coming to the United States need to have a biometric e-passport before they're allowed to fly the United States. So there was a story. Several UK papers picked this up about one individual. His name is Vic Ryan of Lincoln. He had booked all of his vacation. He had his reservations everywhere for his whole family to take a vacation. And then he finds out that he can't get on the plane because even though he's got a passport, he doesn't have a passport with all of his biometric identification on it. So they screen very carefully for people coming from Britain, you know, because they said this is in response. This is the way they sell it. the papers, okay? They say this is in response to the wake of recent terrorist attacks, you know, like we've had in San Bernardino and Paris and so forth. It's like, really? I didn't realize that was British tourists that were shooting people in San Bernardino and Paris. Oh, that's right. It wasn't. It was the Muslims that were not allowed to look at what's going on or figure out what's going on, right? But we're going to shut down travel from the UK for these people. Now, it's not just us doing it to the British. They're doing something else that I thought was kind of interesting to the Australians who have, as they put it, the dream of working in Britain. I mean, these are Australian dreamers. These are people who want to go to Britain to work. And they're told that unless they've got a job that makes $72,000 a year, they're not going to be allowed to stay in Britain. They're going to have to leave. And that goes for Americans, too. Any American dreamers who want to go to the UK and work there, they're going to be kicked out under new visa rules if they earn less than $72,000 a year. Okay, so it looks to me like we've got some double standards going on here, don't you think? This is for, they say, non-European workers will have to make $72,000 a year. But it's not going to be, don't worry. They're not going to kick out the migrants who are coming in from Islam, because we don't want to do anything to stop Britain from becoming part of Greater Arabia. That's not going to happen. Meanwhile, we see, and you might get the idea, that our government wants to replace us. You know, when we go back to the stories that I covered yesterday about Vicente Fox plotting with Nancy Pelosi about how they can defeat Donald Trump, meeting for a half hour with a House Minority Leader who used to be Speaker of the House. And I'm sure she agrees totally with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Let's all stop Trump. So you got Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, and Vicente Fox, the former Mexican president. They all want to get rid of, they all want to stop Donald Trump. He's looking better all the time, isn't he? And at the same time, we say that illegal immigrants get $1,200 more welfare than American families. They get a couple thousand dollars more than Social Security retirees who paid into this system their entire life. And, of course, the dreamers who come here don't get thrown out. They get a free college tuition and free schooling that is paid for by your property taxes. So they're essentially coming here to take your home. Because at some point, you're not going to be able to afford to pay for the education of everybody in the world who wants to come to America and be educated at your expense in the language of their choice. That's what we're really talking about here. Let's go back to our callers, Bill in Florida. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, David. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make a statement, really. Someone called in earlier, and it's an inevitable Clinton presidency, but we can prevent that. Everybody has to do their own exit polling, and you should never believe the mainstream media who's doing all the polling now. They tried it with Trump. They tried to get out and say, oh, Trump's losing, Trump's behind. And then when he started winning everything, then they had to submit and say, oh, looks like Trump might actually be leading.
That's
and
right.
As long as you sit there, just give people a piece of paper and like a pencil with your YouTube channel on it and say, tune in if you want to see our results.
That's right. I agree with you. I think the exit polls are very important. Isn't it interesting? They do exit polls, but the mainstream media will break the exit polls down. They won't say, well, we got this many for candidate A, this many for candidate B. What they'll tell you is they say, well, women supported candidate A or men supported candidate B or whatever. They'll break it down demographically, but they won't tell you the actual results for candidate A and B because they don't want people to question the official results. Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting? We have all these polls leading up to it. Boy, they live and die by the poll. Okay, we've got a gazillion polls, and they're all over the place. We're told that they've all got an error, margin of error of 4 or 5%, and yet they're way different from each other in those margin of errors. Nevertheless, they don't do any polls and compare them to the actual results, even on a few precincts. And what you're talking about, I think, would be a very important thing for citizens to do to actually monitor this. Just select a couple of precincts and ask everybody coming out, you know, will you tell me who you voted for or whatever? And you could get a pretty good idea if they're rigging things at that precinct. They don't do that. And when I talked earlier about the election rigging that happened down in Brazil, they had a lot of electronic voting machines there. Going into that election, the female president that they're trying to impeach, the socialist Marxist that's down there, totally corrupt, they're trying to impeach her out of the presidency. And she was down 10% in the polls the day before. She went to a soccer game, had a stadium of 65,000 people boo her. And yet, the next day, she was ahead by 10%. And the company that typically did the exit polls didn't do any exit polls. That was a very telling thing as well. But they did get a large government contract shortly after that to do some other things. It was their payoff. And that's what everybody said it was at the time. Any other comments on how you think people can keep this situation honest?
No, no. I was just going to say, just film it and then put it on a YouTube channel. Just put it up there. And you had said that before, how they always tell you, oh, there's so many people voted about the economy and this and that. But like you said, they never tell you who's leading, how many votes this person got in exit polling, nothing like that. But if you record the whole thing and just put it on YouTube, it'll be right there for the lying thieves to have to, the known liar.
I agree.
That nobody
I agree.
Trusts.
And we've said even before the Trump phenomenon, we said if people – we understand that there's multiple ways that you can rig the votes, right? You can have bogus voters. You can have – because they've extended the times, people can vote multiple times. They can mess with the count, with the totals. We've seen that happen. We saw that happen with the Ron Paul situation when they phoned in the vote totals. We saw them flipping and switching stuff with that. So there's multiple ways that they can rig it at every level. And, of course, voting machines are a big part of that. But I think at some point, if you show up en masse, and I think this is what's been happening with Donald Trump, people showing up en masse in such large numbers that they kind of back down and say, well, we'll try to take him down in another way. Maybe we'll try to co-op him after the election, or maybe we'll try to make an alliance with him during the election or whatever. They'll come at him from a different direction other than this. And I think that's very important. And I think it's important for us to show up. You know, we have an article here that the radio crew gave me. Business Insider is reporting Ted Cruz doesn't endorse Donald Trump, but he tells Glenn Beck, his good buddy, that he won't rule out jumping back in if he sees, quote, a path to victory. Because, you know, he just suspended his campaign. He didn't end it. That's what they all say. They all say they're suspending their campaign. So if he sees a path to victory, slippery Ted is going to slip right back in. And that's why I think it's very important for if you live in West Virginia, you're listening to this broadcast, you need to show up to the polls. I don't understand why Donald Trump would go to West Virginia, and he has a massive rally there, and he's telling the people how he supports them, supports their economy. And yet, he says, don't worry about it. You don't need to come to vote in the primary. We got it all sewn up. Save your vote for the general election. Look, you don't lose your vote if you vote in the primary. You still get to vote again in the general election. He's not at the magic 1,237 number yet. And I think that if you're in West Virginia, you need to show up and vote there because it ain't over till it's over, folks, and it's not over. He doesn't have the 1,237 yet. Should not get overconfident about that, and I think that's a big mistake to do that. Let's go to HB in FEMA Region 4. Go ahead, HB.
Yeah, David, good job.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
There we go. I can't understand. I don't think that he's going to get in because of the electronic voting machines. So they're going to portray Hillary as being, it's going to be neck and neck, 50-50 with them. And then she's just going to get it when everybody goes to vote, no matter how we vote.
I mean, yeah, it's going to have to. I think if you've got a close race like that, they'll flip it. That's the easiest way for them to adjust the election to the outcome that they want. If you have to have people show up in massive numbers for them not to flip it. And it's very easy for them to do it with the voting machines. I mean, that's why we want to go back to the simple paper ballots. If anything, just have everybody vote on the same day, paint your thumb purple. That's the way the U.S. government did it when they wanted honest elections in Iraq. They know how to have honest elections, and they know how to rig the elections. And they can do it however they wish, and that is just one of the ways that they rig the election. So, yeah, I agree with you. If it's a close scenario, I think they will flip it using the voting machines. It's a very easy way for them to rig the elections.
Can I say one thing that's not on target, on subject?
Sure, go ahead.
It's about the globalist long-term infrastructure plans for America. They got these 20, 30-year infrastructure plans building highways and pipelines everywhere. It doesn't seem like collapse is imminent.
Well, that's true. It's a very long-term plan, and I think they're going to continue going down that path, but we'll just have to see. This election, I think, is fundamentally about nationalism versus globalism. I think people are starting to realize that. They're starting to realize that's a real issue. You can talk about civil liberties, you can talk about a lot of different things, but you're not going to have a Bill of Rights. You're not going to have a Constitution. You're not going to have a country unless you win this war about globalism versus nationalism. We're going to continue to take your calls. I see one person there disagrees with me on Donald Trump, so we'll take them right away. We'll be right back with your phone call.
Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with Principal Office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You got this
and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this hour, and we're taking your calls. That number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I just got this article from Kit Daniels. Of course, we've been talking about how Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, is meeting with Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, they share the same goal as Paul Ryan. They would like to stop Trump. And yet we see that Mexico is taking nearly 4,000 Cuban migrants from Panama and escorting them to the U.S. border because Mexico doesn't even want them passing through their country. But they're going to dump them on the United States. And, of course, we're racist if we want to patrol our border. But you better believe Mexico patrols their border with Panama, with Nicaragua. They closed their border last year, as he reports in this. So that's what we're seeing everywhere. This is a deliberate takedown of our society, folks. It is very, very deliberate what is happening here. And this is not something that is a humanitarian issue, in my opinion. This is something that is going to cost us our entire country if we don't get control of these borders. Now, let me go to Antoine in California, who says he disagrees with me. Antoine, go ahead.
Hi, David.
Hi.
So what I disagree with is that, you know, I saw a lot of people wearing red and hammering sickles at these Trump rallies, and he doesn't acknowledge, you know, where that's coming from. I'm guessing it's not the Chinese or, like, you know, Alex or the globalist. And, you know, I see a lot of it. And also, Alex likes to, you know, say...
Wait a minute, you saw people at the Trump rallies that were inside the rallies that were wearing hammer and sickle clothing and stuff like that, supporting communism, right?
No, these are the people that are starting stuff, burning the American flag.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right.
So, right. I mean, it's weird because they're everywhere. They all wear red. And now, you know, recently in Southern Cali, they started, you know, having, you know, Mexican flags and stuff like that. But the whole year before that, you know, it was all red people. And he talked a lot about how they showed up to his rallies that he would have at abortion clinics. And, you know, they'd be Satanists and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's weird. I looked into this stuff because I have a channel on YouTube called The Orbiter. And it's Satanists. It's really weird because they're everywhere. And he associates that with the hammer and sickle, people wearing red, you know, communism. I don't think that's the Chinese side of communism. I think that's, you know, Russian side of communism. And Alex likes to say they old sweetie baby good guys and stuff. But I heard from the ISIS guy he had on, he said he saw a lot of Russians in one of the episodes, you know, handling some of the ISIS people and, you know, coordinating with them. So this is weird, you know. And I think Donald Trump should probably look into it, and also vaccines, you know, and our health and all these pharmaceutical commercials that run these Republican evil, you know, people. But they make a lot of money off this stuff, off of him, you know.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, I don't think that it's simply a Russian issue. And we have to understand that communism was essentially established by central bankers, okay? They're the ones who gave Lenin $10 million in Switzerland and sent him on a sealed train to go start the Russian Revolution. And that was, you know, the German central banker whose brother was establishing the Federal Reserve. Alex has mentioned this many times. I've mentioned it as well. So we need to understand that, you know, we don't have capitalism and Wall Street on one side and the communists on the other side. It's the bankers and the Wall Street people who are benefiting from the communist dictators like Hugo Chavez. They brag about the fact they get a 700% return on their investment. It works out really well for them. They love to create the chaos and the division. And, of course, you talk about the ties to Satanism. We've seen one of the tenets of Marxism is that they have to eradicate religion. They call it the opiate of the masses. So there's all this religious persecution that we see is something that these atheist communists and socialists are actively fomenting. So there's that connection there as well. That's not a hidden secret. I mean, we don't even have to say, well, you know, I think that they're Satanists or whatever. They're open about this. This is something we've seen in the past. They turned the churches into museums or they destroyed them as they went through Russia, as they went through China. I don't really make that much of a distinction between different countries, you know, having their socialist or communist government or a distinction between communism and socialism. The fundamental thing at the bottom of all of it is a centralized control, a command control economy. And as our government becomes more and more centrally controlled, as they get away from the rule of law and resort to executive orders, as they thumb their nose at the Constitution, like we've seen with the Trade Promotion Authority, and saying, we are going to run this thing through, We're not going to pay any attention to the constitutional process for ratifying a treaty. We're going to take this treaty that was put together by foreigners, by multinational corporations, done in secret, and we're going to ram this thing through in a unique process that has nothing to do with the Constitution. That's what we need to be afraid of, and that's what these people are all uniting with, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush or Paul Ryan. They're all on the same
team,
folks.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I want to ask you a question. You know, what if America had a Chernobyl? Do you think that they try to keep it secret? Do you think that they would ridicule investigators as conspiracy theorists, as anti-government people because they criticize the government? You know, I wasn't aware of this story until Joe Jennings brought this in. This is something that was released last September. I'm sure we covered it at InfoWars. But this is a one-year investigation that a television crew did in Southern California. And it was absolutely amazing to me, but Joe Jennings noticed this because the people that are dying in Southern California, where his family was, are dying with the same kind of cancer that his dad did. And here's what's behind it. Let me just read you just the intro to this, because this is a very long investigation. There's a lot of detail in this. And if you're not aware of this story from last September, you need to be. So the U.S. government secretly allowed radiation from a damaged reactor to be released into the air over the San Fernando and Simi Valleys in the wake of major nuclear meltdown in Southern California more than 50 years ago. Fallout that nearby residents contend continues to cause serious health consequences and in some cases death. Now they say there was this lab, the Santa Susana Field Lab, they called it Area 4. Isn't that nice? They have those, you know, Area 50, 51 or whatever, the UFO place. Was that Area 59? Whatever, I can't remember. Nevertheless, founded in 1947 to test experimental nuclear reactors and rocket systems, the research facility was built in the hills above the Two Valleys. In 1959, Area 4 was the site of one of the worst nuclear accidents in U.S. history. Have you ever heard of it before? No. Do you think that there's going to be a lot of things that come to light eventually that our government has hidden from us? Of course. Of course. This has taken 1959. I mean, we're getting close to 60 years, okay, that this has been out there. Not just 50 years, but 60 years. One of the worst nuclear accidents in U.S. history. But the federal government still hasn't told the public that radiation was released into the atmosphere as a result of a partial nuclear meltdown right there in California. Now whistleblowers interviewed on camera by NBC4 have recounted how during and after that accident, they were ordered to release dangerous radioactive gases into the air above Los Angeles and Ventura counties, often under cover of night, and how their bosses swore them to secrecy. The I-team, the NBC I-team, reviewed over 15,000 pages of studies and government documents, interviewed other insiders, uncovered that for years, starting in 1959, workers in Area 4 were routinely instructed to release radioactive materials into the air. And back in North Carolina, we used to live not too far from a nuclear reactor that was put there. And I opposed that from the very beginning. I'm an ardent opponent of nuclear power because there is no long-term solution to storing the waste. As we saw in Fukushima, in most cases, they take the nuclear waste and they store it on-site at the nuclear facilities. But you may not know that nuclear facilities themselves become radioactive after a certain number of years. They need to be decommissioned. They come with a lifetime grant or permission to operate of 20, 25, 30 years. What we're seeing now is these nuclear facilities, like the one in North Carolina, have passed their lifetime license, and they just get their license extended. Okay, let's just extend it for another 20 years. Don't worry about it. And we're starting to see, back at the one in North Carolina, the Sharon Harris nuclear facility there, they're having minor, they tell us, accidents. But, of course, you never know, do you? Because you can't see, smell, taste this. Okay? Just as the people, nobody knew. Now, for 60 years, nobody knew that they had nearly had a nuclear meltdown. Nobody knew that they were releasing nuclear radioactive materials into the air in Los Angeles County, in Ventura County, okay? They say to prevent a potentially devastating explosion, one that in hindsight, the 76-year-old whistleblower believes would have been just like Chernobyl, he and other workers were instructed to open up the exhaust stacks and release massive amounts of radiation into the sky. He said this was a very dangerous radioactive material, went straight out in the atmosphere, went straight to Simi Valley, to Chatsworth, to Canoga Park. Area 4 workers, of course, were sworn to secrecy. They would never tell anyone what they had done. Yeah. So we see that happening over and over again. Occasionally we see things like Flint, Michigan, where they put the lead in the water, knew that it was there, did nothing to protect the people until somebody blew the whistle on them. The bottom line, folks, is that you need to protect yourself. You need to be skeptical of the government. You need to understand that, yes, even in America, we can have a criminal government that endangers the people and lies to us about it, and keeps it secret for decades. Now, most of the listeners to this radio program know that. Most of you realize that it wasn't some kind of magic unicorn science that brought down three steel buildings with only two planes. And you realize that the cover story about these Saudi terrorists is just that, a cover story. But you also realize that that's an important way that we're going to begin to unravel the truth, that we're going to begin to unravel the relationships between our secret government, the CIA, and the Saudis. And that's one of the reasons why they want to keep this quiet. They put this in, they had this beard, and then when it started to get some traction, they actually put it in the report. They said, "Whoa, wait a minute, we don't want our allies sued." But be skeptical. Protect yourself. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing to try to help people prepare, we've run specials on preparedness products. We've got specials on our select storable food. It helps to support our operation. It helps to provide for your future. And make sure that you take advantage of this 30 to 40% that we've got off on our best-selling products at InfoWars Select Storable Food. I don't know how much longer that sale is going to last. It's not going to last much longer, and it's now just on the – we've just extended it for our best sellers at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, to try to help you make sure that you've got clean water. That's one of the essentials. You know, food and water. Right? Why wouldn't you prepare for food and water? Make sure that you've got a backup source of food that's going to last you a long time. Get it while you can get a discount. Make sure that you've got clean water that in case they dump something into it that you can't detect, you can still get that out. And you know they're putting fluoride in it. You know they're putting chlorine in it if you're on city water. If you're on rural water, you don't know if somebody and some farmer nearby is dumping glyphosates into the aquifer. Okay, so you need to filter this stuff out. If you don't have one now, you should be getting it. We've tried to extend another sale to you here. ProPure Big or King units. If you get one of the large units that sit on the countertop, you can get your choice of a free gift, either a ProPure fruit-infused water pitcher, that's a $70 value, or a ProPure shower filter, also a $70 value. That's a good way for you to try that out. And, of course, when we talk about the ProPure units, they have water and fluoride filter elements that help to reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia with chloride, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the latest form of fluoride that is not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Okay, so you want to make sure that you're not drinking that stuff. You want to make sure you're not getting bacteria, cysts, and other things that are possibly in your water. Make sure before you realize after the fact that they have somehow slipped this in or forgot to tell you that they had a nuclear meltdown nearly at the reactor in Southern California. They just decided that they wouldn't tell you, swear each other to secrecy, and then do things like, allow the lead to continue to be in the water at Flint, Michigan. I want to go back to our callers. Let's go to Dave in Ohio. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, David. This is Dave from Checker Bar Ice Cream Company in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm going to be donating 5 ice cream carts and $1,000 worth of red, white, and blue bomb pops to pass out during the RNC.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be distributed from InfoWars, Roger Stone, and Donald Trump.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, so we don't have another Ferguson or Baltimore here in Cleveland.
Maybe you can get the people to chill out. You know, just
well, yeah,
screaming
you know.
In people's faces, just hand them an ice cream cone, you know?
yeah, you know, red, white, and blue bomb pops, ice cream carts. I don't know if you've ever seen them before, going up and down the streets, people selling ice cream.
That's great.
You know, like...
That's one way to lick the burning protesters, right? We can lick them with kindness and lick them with an ice cream cone.
I can imagine the protesters are going to be coming out here. So
yeah.
If you got ice cream carts and ice cream bicycles with free ice cream for those... You know, people that don't know any better, you know,
that's
they get
super.
A free bomb pop just because.
That's super. Well, we're going to be there. Alex is going to be there along with the InfoWars crew. I'm going to be staying behind here in the studio kind of, in case we lose communication, we'll keep the broadcast going. But it's going to be an interesting event. I think it'll still possibly be interesting in the convention itself because if Donald Trump is going to tell people they don't need to show up at the primaries, this thing ain't over yet. And we just had the report from Ted Cruz saying, well, I'm going to see if I've got a way to sneak back in here. I'll do it. You can bet he'll do it. This is a guy, his whole life has been trained towards the ambition of being president. We've had his co-senator here from Texas saying he was never interested in being a senator. He always wanted to just be president. I've said that from the very beginning. One of the reasons I think his colleagues in the Senate dislike him so much is because he started climbing over their back immediately. He wasn't interested in being a senator. He was throwing them under the bus to get traction for his presidential campaign. I think that's been it from the very beginning. Well, thanks, Dave. That's going to be real interesting, and I'm sure you'll see Alex and the crew there. That's great. You're going to be donating some ice cream to get people to maybe calm down a little bit at the convention because I know we're going to have some supporters. And they know that it's these supporters. They know they're not being controlled and manipulated by Donald Trump because we've had the same thing said about the Democrat convention. We've got the former governor of Pennsylvania, who's going to be running the Democratic convention, saying the Bernie Sanders people better behave themselves after Bernie doesn't win, because Bernie's not going to win. They're going to make sure, and that's another story right there that we've mentioned, but we really haven't covered that much. We're going to see it again today. What happens is, as long as Bernie Sanders doesn't get more than like a 10% win over Hillary Clinton, she's going to get more delegates than he does. And even if he gets like 10% more delegates, they're going to get the same number of delegates, because they have allocated to themselves approximately 10% of the delegates to be superdelegates, and they're all going for Hillary Clinton. So he's got to win by a massive amount to get anything. They'd like to portray it as if they have a very democratic process. They're going to award all the delegates proportionally. But when they do that proportionally, we just saw that happen in the last election in Indiana. He beat her by like 8 points, okay? And they awarded all the delegates proportionally. But then they throw in 10% of the delegates and give them all to Hillary Clinton. So there you go. And they know that it's going to annoy the Bernie Sanders supporters, and they should be annoyed. But we also know how they're going to express that annoyance, and that's what we don't want to see happen. Let's go to, thank you, Dave. Let's go to Caitlin in Connecticut. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you, Dave?
Doing good.
I'm sorry, I'm a new listener, so this is my first time calling in, actually. Thanks so much for having me on the air. I was just wondering if you knew anything about Donald Trump's plan for the FEMA camps and if he's going to be able to get anything done and accomplished in the first 100 days he's in office, because I'd like to see if he can.
Well, you know, he hasn't said anything that to my knowledge, about any FEMA camps. But I think it is interesting the number of topics that Donald Trump has approached. Remember the 28 pages from the 9/11 report? That was something we've talked about many, many times. We've had Congressman Walter Jones on many times from North Carolina. We've had former Senator Bob Graham. He didn't come on our program, but he's talked incessantly about this since he retired in the mid-2000s, and yet nobody got any traction on it until Donald Trump brought it up at one of the debates. And then he was ridiculed by the National Review as sounding like an Alex Jones caller. He sounded like you, Caitlin, according to the National Review. Then things turned when we had 60 Minutes go in and talk to Senator Graham and others who had been trying to blow the whistle on this for the last 15 years. And now nobody is laughing at Donald Trump about that. And of course, he's spoken out on vaccines as well. Even though Ben Carson said that he would support mandatory vaccines, Donald Trump says, hey, I know some employees of mine who had perfectly healthy kids and they got a vaccine and all of a sudden they came down with autism. So he's not afraid to broach these subjects if he agrees with them. And that's a really powerful thing. I think, unlike these other candidates, he's not controlled by the men at the top who are going to tell them there's certain things that are off limits that you don't talk about. I mean, he's like one of you. Now, he could be wrong on something. He could be ignorant about something, just like you and I could be wrong or ignorant about something. But I think if he believes it, he'll talk about it, and he'll come out with it. And I think we've seen that over and over again. The Republican Party hates him for that. The media hates him for that. I think that's one of his strongest points. So, yeah, in terms of FEMA camps and a lot of other things, I think that'll be – we'll have to just see what he does. But I think the key issue that this election is about, Caitlin, is nationalism versus globalism. And Donald Trump has been authentic on that for the last 30 years. He's been talking about the travesties of these – trade agreements that we have, like NAFTA. He's also complained about the fact that we're paying for everybody else's security. And we can't continue to do that with NATO and these other alliances. They don't have to shoulder any of the responsibility, any of the financial burden for their defense. That's what he's talking about with America First. And the reality, folks, is, and I'll say this to the GOP establishment as well, it's what Donald Trump said. Eventually, we're going to go broke from doing this. We can't be the policemen of the world, the unpaid mercenaries of the world. Eventually, we're going to go broke. And guess what? All these countries that people are so afraid of having their own military, like Japan or South Korea or whatever, they're all going to have their own military at that point anyway. So why not allow them to start to wean themselves off of the special breastfeeding that we give them from Uncle Sam? Thank you, Caitlin. Let's go to Stephen in Tennessee. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hello, David. I'm watching you on my Roku device today.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's a that works out great. That's a great way to watch the broadcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it works really well at my place anyway. But I heard a previous caller mention the Joint Chiefs of Staff that seems to be trying to impose martial law, mm-hmm. and the one that's doing a lot of it anyhow is this General Dunford.
Mm-hmm.
Back in January, he did meet with the Federal Reserve Board, and after the meeting, the next day, the Federal Reserve changed their website from .org to .gov.
Really? To .gov?
Yeah, wow. He flew straight from there over to Israel, and that's when they started all the deal about having to bail out Puerto Rico, and Rand Paul was on the campaign trail saying that the Federal Reserve was part of the government now.
Really?
And then last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, when they were having somebody storm the White House grounds, you know, some crazy guy, Obama did turn over, you know, all executive powers to that General Dunford, and you can look it up on a computer. He says that, you know, during, maybe it was a drill, and maybe it was for 5 minutes or whatever, but he did turn over power to the General Dunford.
Well, we'll have to look that up. I'm not aware of that. So, yeah, that's interesting. We'll take a look at that. Stay with us, callers. When we come back, we're going to take some more of the calls. We've got Frank in North Carolina. We've got Anthony in Arizona. So hang on. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In this final segment, we're going to get back to our callers in just one moment. I was looking at what David Cameron did over the weekend, where he started floating the fear of war for people who would get out of Britain. Of course, we're going to have the Brexit election that's coming up in about, I guess it's 5 or 6 weeks. It's the end of June. They're going to vote whether or not Britain leaves the European Union. And I thought it was ironic that the Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron, would say, well, you know, this could lead to war, when we've already had two world wars that were supposedly fought to keep Europe from consolidating under German control, to keep from having a consolidated Europe, which is exactly what they've got, isn't it? And isn't it interesting that 10 years after the end of World War II, at the site of the last Nazi victory, we had the Bilderberg meeting. At the Bilderberg meeting, as we've talked about, and of course, we're going to be covering the Bilderberg group when it meets this year. At that Bilderberg meeting, the very first one, they came out with a blueprint for European Union, also for the currency, the EU as well. And you can see stories like this one at the New American that came out a couple of days ago, the real agenda behind the CIA spawning the EU. Of course, it's our secret dark government, the CIA. Hail Hydra, okay? These people are the government of the globalist elite. And as one editorial pushing the Brexit says, the EU's commitment to open borders and mass immigration has damaged our national security, as have European laws, which stop us from dealing with terrorists. And of course, it is the deliberate planned takedown of Europe. And we see this over and over again. And yet people are waking up. We just saw the Austrian chancellor get a drubbing in the election, according to an Austrian paper here. This is a center-left party, which has ruled since World War II with a center-right party. And yet they say, no, there's a far right-wing party, the Freedom Party. Okay, they're going to characterize them as far right-wing. Why? Because they're opposed to the globalist takedown of their countries using open borders. And the interesting thing also, and Drudge had these stories linked up over the weekend, the domino effect seen by half of Europeans, they believe that there'll be a lot of other countries that will leave if the UK exits the EU. And nearly half the voters in EU countries say they want a referendum as to whether or not to remain in the bloc. There's a lot of people that are not happy with the way they're being controlled from one central location. And, of course, it's not Brussels and Belgium that's going to be controlling them. It's going to really be the ones pulling the strings are going to be the Germans, and behind them, the globalists, the secret government, the multinational corporations who have created this economic union so they can create a political union. Let's go quickly to your phone calls here. Frank in North Carolina, you wanted to call about the transgender issues there. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to really have time to get into it, but I'm kind of suspicious that the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, who's the one, along with a non-governmental organization activist who is a registered sex offender, by the way, that
yes,
came out
yes.
later. Even though the media here in North Carolina covered that up when it appears that they knew about it. But, you know, the U.S. Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, she mentioned yesterday that she's proud to be from North Carolina. And I know the Secretary of Transportation, I believe his name is Fox, he's a former mayor here in Charlotte. I'm just wondering if this wasn't all pre-planned and coordinated for this to happen here in North Carolina.
Well, it could be. It could be. And clearly what they have pointed out is that this is not a protected class. This is the way the governor of North Carolina has said. He said, look, if you're going to protect transgenders or transvestites, you need to have the U.S. Congress say this is a protected class of people. That's not what the Civil Rights Act was there for. And I think, maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't, I think the correct way to do this would have been to shut down this regulation in Charlotte and say, we're going to let people at their own businesses, with their private property rights, the businesses and churches decide what they're going to do with their bathrooms. And we're going to get the government out of their bathrooms, and we're going to especially get the federal government out, because the federal government has no authority under the 9th and 10th Amendment to do any of this. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.